Our next guest, who was predicting that we could find ourselves in this situation more than 3 weeks ago, Philip Thomas, is a professor of risk management at Bristol University, and said that in some instances, the so-called cure could be worse than the disease. The professor joins me now. Is it bearing out what when I tell you that we're looking at POPs 13%, your reaction to that, Professor? Good morning.
Well, these statistics are not a surprise. I've been in touch with the IFO Institute in Munich, whose figures came out slightly before that for Germany and also for the UK, where they're predicting up to 19% fall in annual GDP for a three-month lockdown. I think the point is that what the J value tells us is that if we have a recession which is significantly worse than the recession, the financial crash that we had that you mentioned, then we could well be in the situation where the we're causing more harm than good in terms of lives lost.
And explain that. I've read your article in detail. Explain to my listeners how you get to that equation, if you will, Professor.
Well, what we have got is a relation. What we've derived using the J value is a relationship between the GDP per head in any country and the life expectancy at birth in that country. And we can see that as you go from poor countries to richer countries, you live longer, and the effects are quite striking. I mean, for instance, Japan, which is a rich country, life expectancy at birth is 30 years more than it is in some sub-Saharan states where they're very poor. So we've got that, and that tells us how much we can afford to lose before we start seeing these effects. And these effects actually came through after the financial crash in 2007-09, where we have seen a stagnation. We were previously growing at around about 2.5 months per annum for about 30 years. On life expectancy was being extended. We had that severe setback, and life expectancy growth just stalled. And in some places, it's actually gone backwards.
And your article suggested a so-called tipping point of 6.4%. That is at the point at which we start to see graver consequences. Now that we're looking at perhaps a 13% over the course of the year, what does that spell out to you, Professor?
Well, I think this is looking at 3 months. And I think that 3 months is a long time. I think that if we look at 2 months, then we have data which has been provided by the IFO Institute again, and they're looking at an average of about 10% drop. And I think that that's already past, as you say, that's already past the 6.4%.
Yes.
I think that 2 months is probably the longest we should feasibly consider having a lockdown.
Grateful for your time and indeed the power of your work more than 3 weeks ago. Philip Thomas, Professor of Risk Management at the University of Bristol, 13 after 7. Listening to that, Poppy Trowbridge, who was a special...